Hey, welcome to the Carol Remarks Podcast. My name is Carol, and this is where I host my remarks on glamour, pop culture, and front page news. Let's get right to it. Oh, happy day. We made it to Thursday. Welcome and good morning. All right, Colorado, what are you doing? Well, it is a Democratic state, so this is no surprise. The House Senate up there has approved Tierra's law, which means felons can change their names. Basically, especially for trans people. Now, I don't know if you've been paying attention to the news, but a lot of these trans people have convicted sex charges, especially with minors. So now they can change their name to elude, I guess, to, you know, stay off of sex registries and, you know, you don't know who you're dealing with. It's crazy. I'm going to go read a couple of articles for you because obviously I'm not articulating it well enough. I'm just stunned by all of it. All right, we're going to read two different versions of it. We're going to first read from truthout.org. Now, this is a nonprofit Truthout is an indispensable resource for activists, movement leaders, and workers everywhere. Let's see. Anyway, it's a it's on the left, I believe. Truthout's for all of this, and the language that they use is amazing to me. All right, transgender advocates rally at Colorado Capitol in support of chosen name bills. This article is written February 16th, 2024. Zane McNeil. Okay. Transgender advocates and allies rallied at the Colorado State Capitol on Thursday in support of two bills, HB 24-1071 and HB 24-1039, which would clarify laws to ensure that transgender people's names are respected. That's interesting, isn't it? So now this law is to clarify laws to ensure trans people's names are respected. So, example, Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner. If you ever use Bruce Jenner, what does that mean for you in Colorado? All right, currently under Colorado law, a person must show good cause in order to change their name if they have been convicted of a felony. HB 24-1071, also called Tierra's Law, would expand good cause to include changing one's name to align with their gender identity. Although transgender people with felony convictions already have the ability to change their name in Colorado, prevailing stereotypes regarding people with felonies, along with systematic judicial barriers faced by trans people overall, pose significant challenges to this process. Opponents, listen to this language. Opponents of the legislation have issued comments drenched in white supremacist and carceral rhetoric, with infamous right-wing social media account Libs of TikTok pushing its followers to harass and dox transgender advocates. What? When? Show me. Show me an example, James McNeil, who has written this article. Zane McNeil, excuse me. Very irresponsible of you to write such slanderous words. Libs of TikTok is not pushing its followers to harass or dox transgender advocates. That it's false, it's lies, and it's shame on you for writing such words. These anti-trans critics falsely claim that the bill provides an opportunity for individuals with felony records to elude law enforcement and will diminish community safety. That is true, dude. That is true. We're not falsely claiming anything. Those are the facts. That is what's going to happen. Oh, I swear. Okay, you can go finish reading that. I think I did put it out on my X feed. But we are going to move on to the next story. And this one is by the Post Millennial. I think this leans more right. And it's just, let's see, I think it does just really just give the facts. And it's written by Hayden Cunningham, April 3rd, 2024. Okay, here we go on with the article. All right, come on, pull up. Oh my gosh, y'all, I'm sorry. I've lost my article here. There we go. Sorry. Okay. The Colorado Senate has approved HB 1070, or what's been referred to as Tierra's Law by transgender activists. The bill now awaits the governor's signature to become law. And it will become law because the governor is a Democrat. All right. Named after Tierra Kelly, a drag queen, sex worker, and trans person who is a convicted felon, the bill aims to allow individuals convicted of felonies to change their names for what can be proven to be a good cause. I don't know what good cause means. Kelly has three misdemeanor charges from previous sex work in Florida. Her charges were converted to a felony according to a provision of Florida law. Hell yeah. Go Florida. Under this legislation, individuals with felony convictions would have the opportunity to petition a judge for a name change if they can demonstrate a good cause, with each cause ultimately being evaluated on an individual basis by a judge. Let's see. Tierra Kelly has spoken publicly about the emotional impact of not being able to change his name to better reflect his now female gender identity. I didn't recognize that person. I don't recognize that name, and there's something that happens within my gut when I hear that name. It's almost like a punch in the face, Kelly said. Yeah, yeah. Imagine your tricks there with the punch in the face when... Okay. Convicted felons are generally barred from legally changing their name, depending on the state, for a period of time. This is the case for several reasons, including the prevention of avoiding debt and avoiding disclosures regarding past sex crimes. You're taking one group of people and saying they deserve more ability, more opportunity to be able to hide their criminal record over all the other felons who would also want to hide a criminal record, said Colorado House Representative Scott Bottoms last month, according to Colorado Politics. Yeah, no kidding. So there you go. I think this whole trans thing is going to be my new, well, it's going to be my new focus. It's been my focus, but I think I need to zero in on it even more. You know, we got J.K. Rowling over there, Scotland. She wasn't in Scotland when this new law came about. She was traveling, I guess. She was in Britain. I don't know where she was, but I think her home is in Scotland. So when this whole Scotland law came out about, you know, if you don't use the right pronouns, if you, you know, it's a hate crime and you could be arrested. And she sent out a bunch of tweets and stating facts, you know, that there are only two genders. A man cannot become pregnant. A man cannot have a period. A man should not be competing against women in sports and blah, 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 blah. And then she's like, arrest me. And of course, Scotland's like, well, we're not going to arrest you. But here's the thing. Megyn Kelly was talking about it too. Megyn Kelly is on it also. She's always talking about it. Thank God. Not enough in my opinion, but you know, she was asking, where are all the billionaires and millionaire women in the United States talking about this? They're not. Why not? You know, thank God for J.K. Rowling, but she's over there over in another country. She's not here in America. We need women in America to speak up. And I'm speaking up, but I'm nobody. Nobody's going to listen to me. Nobody cares what I have to say. We need women in that are up in the, I mean, more women. Well, I need one more. I need a woman to speak up. I know Megyn Kelly does it, but she doesn't do it all the time. I need a woman with who's famous and has money that can start this. You got that Kelly, what's her name? Kelly Jean? I never can remember her name. But she's also overseas in another country. She's real cute with the blonde hair. She's big on it too. That's all she talks about. Thank God. Kelly Jean, I don't know what her name was or is. I wish I could remember it right now, but I'm sorry. I'll post it out later. She's talking about it, but we need people here. Women, where are the women in America that have some money? I need them to start something, to talk about this all the time. It needs to be brought forth. Don't be afraid. We are just caving over here in America. Speak up, women. with money, who are famous, say something. Do something. Say something. Anyway. All right. I guess that... Oh, question of the day. What is your walkout song? That is the question of the day. I gotta have something with Elvis. Probably the remix, the newest song that they've remixed or whatever, called I Got a Feeling, or no, I Got a Feeling in, I don't know. I don't know the name of it. Hold on. Yeah, it's from the movie soundtrack. It's Elvis Presley and Stuart Price. It's the remix. So it's not the original song, and it's called I've Got a Feeling in My Body. It will be that one, or it'll be AC/DC's It's a Long Way to the Top. If you want to rock and roll, I love AC/DC. They're probably my favorite rock group ever. AC/DC is where it's at, baby. Just simple, good old-fashioned rock and roll. You got a guitar, you got drums, you got bass. That's it. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing to this fancy synthesizers and crap. It's good old-fashioned rock and roll. AC/DC. Okay, rambling. Sorry, gotta go. Thanks for listening. My name is Carol, and these are my remarks.
What's that? Who pays your salary? What's that? Who pays? What's that?
We're not a democracy!